It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Syria's Bashar al-Assad remains in power in the capital city, Damascus. Move outside the capital, and his power ranges from precarious to non-existent, but the very biggest victories have eluded the rebels fighting Assad. That's what we're going to hear as we visit the largest city in all of Syria. About 6 months ago, anti-government rebels started an offensive to take the city of Aleppo. Many analysts now call that offensive a failure. NPR's Kelly McEvers just returned from Aleppo and reports on what the rebels are doing now.
In many ways, Aleppo is a tale of two cities. Imagine a circular blob with a line down the middle, 60% for the rebels in the east, 40% for the government in the west. That line is supposedly the front line in Aleppo's war, but lately the front line has gone cold, as people here say in Arabic.
So we're peeping through this tiny little hole in the rocks, in the stone wall. And you can hear the shots, but just looking into the government-controlled part of town, looks like government buildings and stuff, although this is kind of a no-man's land right here on the border between the two. There's a lot of trash, abandoned buildings. That mosque looks like it's been abandoned.
The shots are from a government sniper posted on top of one of those abandoned buildings. Although there's not much fighting here anymore, government soldiers sometimes try to pick off rebel fighters stationed here or civilians who cross from one side to another. Marwa just crossed the front line. She and her sister sometimes make this perilous crossing twice a day. Her sister was almost killed by a sniper.
The bullet came like in front of her, almost she needed to go back.
Marwa works on the government side, but lives on the rebel side. She says life is almost normal on the government side. There's more electricity and bread.
I asked if she feels like she has a dual personality now. She says, yeah, I mean, this is the reality.
A rebel fighter stationed here says the two sides are so close they talk to each other at night.
They yell at each other.
They even know each other's names.
Sheikh Yasser! Sheikh Yasser!
Right now, this cold front line is a lot like the fight for Syria in a nutshell. Both sides think they can win, but neither side is winning. So neither side is going to back down. In recent months, rebels have realized that fighting for inches along these front lines is no way to win a war. So while a small number of fighters hold the front, the rest have turned their attention to government air bases that ring the city. Rebels believe if they can cut off the government's ability to resupply its troops, Aleppo will fall.
So we're walking through an olive grove, coming up just on the edge of the Minnah airport, on the outskirts of Aleppo. This is one of the three remaining key air bases surrounding the city.
Inside a ruined house, we can see how rebels have surrounded the airport.
See, you can see the tower.
Tower?
And the airplanes.
Oh yeah, there's a helicopter there, yeah.
This rebel fighter says rebels have been getting closer and closer to the base in recent weeks. But still, there are problems. He says his unit actually had to buy anti-aircraft weapons from another rebel unit. And he says he has no idea if rebels who recently captured another major airbase near here will come and help or just keep the weapons they seized to themselves and fight elsewhere. This guy was a government soldier at the Minnah airbase until just a few days ago. We interviewed him in a car. He says the government army fed him only once a day. But the first chance he got, he waved a white flag at the rebels and made his escape. Deserting soldiers is one reason the government is losing control in Aleppo and the rest of northern Syria. That plus the fact that better trained and better equipped Islamist fighters, some of them from outside Syria, are now leading the battles at these government bases. Of course, many questions remain, like if rebels do take Aleppo, then what? They say they'll join other rebels who are already fighting to take Syria's capital, Damascus, but they face a tough battle there. And still, taking Aleppo could be a long way off. As one Syrian civilian leader in the city told us, if we use logic, it could happen in 3 months. If we don't, well, we're talking years. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.